at Bill Grimm's New Year's Eve show last year, Glenn, at the Cow Pound. Duplicates. He had replicas of the spaceships from Star Wars made. And he was in one of the spaceships coming from one end of the hall, suspended from a rope, I guess, from a cable. He flew in and hit the stage, intersected with a replica of Darth Vader's ship. And they collided on the stage as Bill Grimm stepped out as Father Time, disguised as Darth Vader. And the New Year's babies in the other ship, and I guess Luke Skywalker's wing jet. It was really amazing, an amazing show.
Well, Norm, I was here in Winterland where New Year's Eve happened half an hour later last year, as Bill Grimm said, at 12:30. He came zooming over here and he played the central role in another pageant, playing the Grateful Dead skeleton in an Uncle Sam suit. Last year he flew down from the balcony riding a Harley motorcycle. It stalled about 30 feet in front of the stage, and New Year's was delayed a little bit further, but he finally made it down. The Dead played. It's going to happen again. I don't know what Bill is going to be doing tonight, but it's going to be soon. It sounds like the Dead are in tune.
Hey, you know, Glenn, whenever the New Year begins, as our colleague David McQueen says, it's always close enough for rock and roll, you know? Well, people are packed in here. We're standing on the floor at Winterland now. We were backstage before. Kind of sedate back there, but here, bodies packed against bodies, ready to celebrate that new year.
KSAN San Francisco.
Hey, TK, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Glenn. Happy New Year, Norman.
Happy New Year to you, TK.
Hey.
How do we look, TK?
Wonderful.
I know what you mean.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
People have given me lots of opportunities here tonight. There may be more. I guess people watching on TV can't even hear TK. They probably think that you and I are talking to ourselves, Norm, instead of just to each other.
Aren't we talking to ourselves?
I don't know. I'm talking to myself.
Just listen to this crowd.
5,000 people talking to themselves.
Joint. It's a giant marijuana cigarette, and
now
it's coming from the balcony.
A momentous occasion.
Someone is narrating from the stage.
Here in Winterland, in San Francisco.
I think it's
1978, going on 1981. What you see before you is a 12 foot long burning ember of marijuana. Yes, let us begin the countdown. 5, 4,